let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, The Other Angel by Ann Covell is a dramatic, startling tale of how four young people from diverse backgrounds, each with their own aspirations and values, become unlikely though firm friends. An absorbing story that will attract readers as they get to know the characters whose desperate lives intertwined before the Civil War splits them up. The Gettysburg Battle aftermath brings them back together. An exciting story filled with breathtaking scenarios of plots, war, espionage, as well as romance and pathos. Anne has had an extensive career in the British Health Service Management, though she still found time to write articles of public interest for local newspapers and magazines, as well as publishing articles in health journals. She was also appointed Justice of the Peace in the UK, served in that capacity for over 20 years. Anne and her husband John, a dental surgeon, retired to Costa del Sol in southern Spain, where she became the editor of a magazine for the Marbella Decorative and Fine Art Society. Now, while living in Spain, she also became chairman of the local Conservatives Abroad. It was there she wrote her first book, Remembering the Ladies, a collection of short commemorative stories on the lives of the 19th century U.S. First Ladies. This was followed by a short biography of the beautiful but ill-fated 14th First Lady, Janet Pierce. It was Anne's husband who persuaded her to write her first novel, The Other Angel. Sadly, he passed away before she had completed it. She dedicated the book to his memory. She now lives in the UK as a British citizen. Anne Covell, author of The Other Angel, is our guest on This Week in America. Anne, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be talking to you, Rick. I'm delighted.
I love the story that you've written, this world that you've created with these amazing characters. One review sums it up pretty well. I'm amazed at the power of this book in making the Civil War more alive and powerful than any other book of the era that I have read. That's an amazing review to get. Where did this idea on the U.S. Civil War and creating these characters, how did this all begin for you?
Well, it started by writing about America. My husband and I fell in love with America. We used to go there two or three times a year, and I just loved it. And anyway, one day we were in a railway in I think the Washington Railway Station, you know, very big and very very posh.
Oh yes.
We heard a group. Well, I heard a group of young ladies, young students, criticizing their teacher. They'd been asked to write a scenario on the first ladies and which of the first of the 19th century first ladies would they invite home for dinner? And they said, "How on earth can we decide which first lady when we can't find out about the first ladies?" And apparently, it turned out that although they'd looked on all sorts of various screens and other places, they couldn't find enough to make a decision as to who it would be that they'd invite.
Yes.
I was intrigued with this, and I came home to England and looked it all up, and lo and behold, I couldn't find enough information either. So I made a decision, and my husband pushed me into it to try and find out more about these first ladies, you see, the 19th century ones. And it was so interesting, and it was great as well, because it meant that we were going back and forwards to the USA more often, which we both loved. It was lovely. And we made many friends, and I wrote a book about remembering the ladies.
Yes.
It's called Remembering the Ladies rather than Remember the Ladies, but it's following one of the things that one of the early first ladies said to her husband when he became president. She said to him, remember the ladies, you know, don't forget the ladies. And so that's why I called it Remembering the Ladies, so that we could all remember these pioneers, I think they were, I would call them.
Yes.
And they all had wonderful, interesting lives. A lot of them didn't like being thrown into the maelstrom of of all the hard work that it entailed. But nevertheless, they got through and they've justified their existence and made the US more important to us in England who love America anyway. And to find out about these ladies who were just ordinary ladies, the majority of them, who were thrown into the political scene by their ambitious husbands, and yet they brought a lot of pleasure to us here in England through this book, I'm glad to say. And that's the story behind how I came to start writing about America.
It's amazing that we have to turn to a writer from the UK to tell us about the first ladies in the United States, because it was hard to find information here. Let me ask you the question that started this whole journey for you. If you had one first lady that you could sit and dine with and have a conversation, which first lady would you love to talk to meet in person?
Well, it would be Jane Appleton Pierce.
Yes.
She was married to Franklin Pierce. And indeed, I've written a single book about her. And because I thought, you know, she's a very lonely, shy girl who had been thrown into politics when she didn't really want to be, wondered what on earth her life was all about. But she made a wonderful job of being the First Lady. And she was the First Lady from 1853 to 57. And it did her good because although she remained shy and quiet, and she had lost one of her sons as well, which broke her heart. He died as a baby. Nevertheless, it made a new person of her. And I would love to have met her after she'd done these years as Franklin's First Lady.
Yes. You know, you can find these books that Anne is talking about, Remembering the First Ladies, and the book on Jane Pierce. You know, just Google that. You can go to Amazon, get information on Anne's book we're talking about on the program, The Other Angel, get information on her other books there as well. I mentioned it was your husband who encouraged you to write the first novel, The Other Angel. How did you develop that story, all of these personalities, and really you sense as you read it what the country was going through during the Civil War period? How did this whole idea begin for you for The Other Angel?
Well, I think it was because of the great interest I'd had from finding out about the 19th century First Ladies. And as I find out more and more about Jane Pierce, the First Lady Jane Pierce, I got to know so many people in America, and we were all so thrilled to be talking about it, you know. And so it just seeped into my very being, this American scenario of the Civil War period, and which was agonizing. It was a terrible period, wasn't it?
Yes.
But it's just inside me now, this thing about writing about America in the 19th century. And that's why when John said, you know, write a story about it, and I didn't know how I would write a story, but I just had this idea of these four youngsters getting together, unlikely as they all were, because they were from different backgrounds, or they are from different backgrounds, and I just used the stories I'd heard and read about, and used the first, the Civil War period as my sort of geography.
You know, it's interesting in developing the four characters, all of the reviews really are complimentary towards the characters, how you created this cast of characters. Talk about doing that, how you set out to do, and I don't know whether it was four in the beginning, but come up with four main characters and how you tie them all together. What was that process like in developing the characters?
I can't remember, really. I based the man, or the young boy, on someone I knew in America. So that started that one off. What I wanted to represent within the book were mainly would be sorted out by females, I guess.
Yes.
I thought, and that's why they've got three girls and this one young man.
How about the developing the storyline? When you started writing The Other Angel, Ann Covell is the author and our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's C-O-V-E-L-L, book available, and all of her books at Amazon, the usual places. You can link onto our website and directly go to Ann's books there as well. Developing the storyline, did you have a strict outline when you started this, or did it sort of evolve as you were following where the characters were going?
I'm sorry to say it evolved. I had an idea. I wanted to tell the story about the Civil War and about the problems that youngsters met, you know, and it did evolve instead of me having a pattern to write to. Some people can't understand that way of working on a novel, but it worked in this case. I feel that it did anyway.
It really did. The book is The Other Angel, Ann Covell, coming in to us from the UK via Skype. And by the way, you'll find the video version of this up on YouTube or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Others mention how you really are descriptive in the area where the Civil War took place, the United States at that time. What kind of research goes into, especially when you're developing, when you're describing a locale that we all know here in the United States, what went into the descriptive powers that you have as you're telling the story?
Reading.
Yes.
And asking questions and talking about, whilst we were in America, talking about it. And my husband would go off and have a jolly long walk while I talked to somebody about an area or how people felt. When I was talking about the problems in Kentucky when the hemp growing was, that was a real problem. I found out that quite by accident, just from reading a book, that there were problems. So I introduced that problem of hemp growing and the possibility of deprivation being caused as a result of it. And I put that into the book as well. So I used the information and the just general chat that I got from you lovely people in America.
Do you think you bring a sort of a unique perspective to telling the story in the novel, The Other Angel? And by that, I mean when people write here, there's often an emotional attachment. An author has, family members, or he studied in school and was given one interpretation. And some say you bring a fresh perspective because you're really detached. You're just telling the story from no particular angle. Do you think you do bring a unique perspective?
I didn't realize that I was doing. No, not really. I write as I feel.
Yes.
And I feel a lot about people who are underprivileged, to be perfectly honest.
Yes.
And some of the characters, not the four main ones in particular, because they turned out okay, but some of the particulars and some of the working conditions that applied in those days, and also the bias that there was against, against coloured people or against the very poor. I felt very strongly against that, and maybe that shows in my writing, but I hadn't appreciated that it did.
Tell me a little bit about what you learned in writing this. I'm sure you had a perspective of the Civil War, probably studied it at some point over there. Now you're really, it's a deep dive into the Civil War. You're looking into this so you understand the people, the
background.
Well,
I was absolutely astonished, to be perfectly honest, the depth, I was appalled at the horror of it and at the reasons why it had to happen. I mean, it could have been prevented, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. It's so devastating. The losses are almost, you have to read it twice to understand the loss of life and the lives that were older for people that were fighting in this. You did such an excellent job with this novel, your first, The Other Angel, Ann Covell, our guest on the program. Are you working on something now? You've got such a talent for writing. I hope you're doing something else.
I have started writing a sequel, I started it when my husband was still with me, but to be perfectly honest, I haven't reached the peak yet because I'm still in grief. Although it's quite a few years since I lost my husband now, I those who've lost somebody like that suddenly, just falling into my arms, and he was gone. It takes a long time to get over that, and I'm slowly getting over it. I think about him every day when I write it, so maybe he's inspiring me, I hope.
Well, I think that that's the case, and it seems like just in reading the background that you were there together for so many years, traveled, he was involved and encouraging in your career in writing these stories, and to have that memory there, the book, as I mentioned, dedicated to him, but it sounds like he's still there in spirit and guiding you through the process, and hopefully there will be another book soon, and in fact a continuation of the story, The Other Angel. In a couple minutes left in the program, what writers inspired you? Was there a time in your life when you decided, I enjoy researching and writing, creating characters or writing about real-life people like the First Ladies?
Yes. Well, my favorite author of all time is a man from Cornwall in England. Unfortunately, he's passed away. It's a man called Howard Spring. I don't know if you've read any of his books, but if you can get hold of one, indeed I'll send you one if you'd like me to. He is the most wonderful writer of novels that I've ever come across, and I've read prolifically, and he is my hero. I never met him because he left us a long, long time ago, but he is a wonderful person, Howard Spring. But he, from the USA point of view, it might not mean quite as much because he writes about Cornwall, which is in the southwest of England. I don't know if you've heard about Cornwall, a beautiful area. And he lived there, and his works are written more or less in that area, not far from where I live, actually. If you'd like me to send you a copy, just so you know what I'm talking about.
That would be, I would appreciate that. That would be very nice. And give me some idea there. And a couple minutes left. You do such a nice job with the nonfiction and capturing the lives of Remembering the Ladies, collection of short stories, commentaries on the lives of the 19th century U.S. First Ladies, and the one in particular that you would love to have dinner with, the 14th First Lady, Jane Pierce, and a wonderful job in creating this whole world of the Civil War and friendships going into the Civil War. The Other Angel, the book by Ann Covell, you'll find it available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Ann's last name is spelled Covell. And it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck in writing the sequel. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well, and making history come alive. In fact, one review said, delicious history. And I think in two words, that pretty well sums up the world that you've created in The Other Angel. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
It's been a pleasure, Rick. It's very nice speaking with you. It really is.
Thank you. I've enjoyed this, and hopefully we can do it again. Ann Covell is our guest. The book is The Other Angel, available at Amazon. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.